The rod held it reluctantly out. At the same time, he closed his sore-looking, booger-rimmed eyes and turned his head aside as if in anticipation of a blow. Finley looked. For a long time, he said nothing, then gave his own bark of laughter and invited Pimley to have a peek. The master knew what he was seeing at once, but figuring out what it meant took a moment longer. Then his mind flashed back to popping the pimple and offering Finley the bloody pus, as one would offer a friend leftover hors d'oeuvres at the end of a dinner party. In the bottom of the rod's basket was a little pile of used tissues. Kleenex, in fact. "Did Tammy Kelly send you to pick up the swill this morning?" Pimley asked. The rod nodded fearfully. "Did she tell you that you could have whatever you found and fancied from the waste cans?" He thought the rod would lie. If and when he did, the master would command Finley to beat the fellow as an object lesson in honesty. But the rod, Halas, shook his head, looking sad. "All right," Pimley said, relieved. It was really too early in the day for beatings and howlings and tears. They spoiled a man's breakfast. "You can go and with your prize, but next time, Cully, ask permission or you'll leave here a hurt. Do you ken?" The rod nodded energetically. "Go on, then, go. Out of my house and out of my sight." They watched him leave. Him with his basket of snotty tissues that he'd undoubtedly eat like candy nougat, each shaming the other into keeping his face grave and stern until the poor disfigured son of no one was gone. Then they burst into gales of laughter. Finley Otego staggered back against the wall hard enough to knock a picture off its hook, then slid to the floor, howling hysterically. Pimley put his face in his hands and laughed until his considerable gut ached. The laughter erased the tension with which each had begun the day, venting it all at once.